It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Now that we can download some mashups, we should talk about how these words have changed over time.
That's What They Say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and I am joined now in the studio by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Ann, welcome to another That's What They Say.
Rebecca, I'm delighted to be here, and it's that time of year where we're seeing words of the year come out.
Which I absolutely love hearing about, although it usually makes me kind of feel like I've been living under a rock for the past year because I generally miss a lot of these, but I bet I'm going to be noticing them everywhere now.
Well, dictionary.com selected the slangy expression 6-7 as the word of the year, which is a nonsensical phrase. It's all over the place if you hang out with young people. Oxford just published its shortlist for the word of the year for 2025 so people can vote. And the finalists are aura farming. And this is the cultivation of a charismatic public persona where you behave in subtle ways, confidently, kind of with coolness. To biohack, which is to improve your mental or physical health with changes in diet or maybe technologies or supplements or exercise. And the third one is rage bait. And Rebecca, that is online content designed to elicit outrage and attract eyeballs.
It's kind of like the new trolling.
So stay tuned. And of course, you and I will talk in early January after I participate in the Word of the Year vote with the American Dialect Society. But it seemed like it was a good time to talk about some of the other changes in words that are happening around us. And one of our listeners wrote to us about download. As in, Rebecca, I just need to download with you about what happened today. Can you do that?
I don't know that I can, but when you say it, I know what you're trying to say and what you're going to do.
Right. I need to download this thing out of my brain. Download in terms of data or files, that goes back to the mid-1970s where we're transferring data or files from, say, a large computer to a smartphone or storage device. It goes back to the 1960s in terms of downloading cargo or people from aircraft or ships. But this use of downloading things from our brains, that, from what I can tell, is very new, and you actually won't find it in most standard dictionaries. I've got it back at least 7 or 8 years. I'm going to keep looking. Rebecca, that had me thinking about process, as in, I need to process this situation.
I do use that one and have used it quite a lot recently.
And there, again, we're seeing an extension, a figurative extension. Processing data goes back to the 1940s. Processing emotions or situations goes back to the 1970s. Now, Rebecca, mashup, do you think that's old or new?
You know, I didn't start hearing it a lot until maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, but I'm guessing it's older.
Well, it is older, but in the sense that many of us know it in terms of fusing disparate musical elements as a mashup or maybe video, that goes back to the late 20th century, so maybe 25, 30 years. But the Oxford English Dictionary has the word mashup all the way back to 1859, and you could use it to talk about, for example, a mashup of languages. Rebecca, here's another one. Shout out. Give that a shout out.
I like shout out, and that one sounds pretty new to me.
Looks like this one goes back to at least the 1980s, and it seems to have originated in early Black hip-hop culture, and a lot of credit should go to DJ Ralph McDaniels and his partner Lionel C. Martin, and they had this show called Video Music Box in New York City, and it was the first television show to primarily feature hip-hop videos. A lot of them were shot live on location, and shout-out was a way for people to say hello to friends or family in between videos. Rebecca, we got one more. Firing on all cylinders. Can you do that metaphorically?
I think I can, and I also think that one's probably pretty old.
It is. So internal combustion engines go back to the mid-1800s, and by the early 1900s, we already have this being used metaphorically, and the first instance in the Oxford English Dictionary comes from a description of baseball where the infield is hitting on all four cylinders again.
All right, Anne, thanks so much. And I'm really looking forward to January when we hear about the word of the year from the American Dialect Society.
Looking forward to it.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.